Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And we begin with something that we've been watching all season. I feel like everybody has because the Cleveland Browns are such a hilarious franchise. You were looking over there at why in the hell do they have four quarterbacks for a period of time? And now you're starting to see them work through it because Joe Flacco has not been good early on in the season. Who could have foreseen that a man of his advanced age trying to play quarterback in this modern NFL might have a little bit of issues? I don't know. But with that being the case, they have decided that they will not have Joe Flacco start this week for them. It'll be Dylan Gabriel.
It's Dylan Gabriel time, baby.
It is Dylan Gabriel time. The third round pick out of Oregon, obviously played at Oklahoma, which means I believe there's five quarterbacks in the league who have played at Oklahoma right now.
Quarterback you.
After they start somewhere else. Or no, actually, he started there. Mm-hmm. No, he started UCF. Like, he went from UCF to there. So, yeah, they like going and finding the quarterbacks in the transfer portal. But Dylan Gabriel will start. He starts on the road. And it's not just on the road. Mm-hmm. It is overseas. This is
in another country.
Game. Yeah. This is an international game versus the Minnesota Vikings with the Brian Flores, one of the most difficult defenses to deal
with.
And
they've stayed in Europe.
That's right.
Yeah, because they were there last week.
What the hell is Kevin Stefanski doing?
I don't know. It's throwing him to the wolves. And well, here's the other. I think this is the most important thing. That dude has not gotten a lot of reps. I mean, once the season starts, it's scout team stuff. It's maybe two or three reps because they're so focused on the starters. Now, maybe Cleveland, you know, is different because they knew they would turn to him a little bit. But I wouldn't expect much of, you know, anything exotic or, you know, improvement or anything like that when it comes to Dylan Gabriel.
I feel like they kind of had no choice, man, because that offense was just so bad, man. Yeah. And the defense been playing good. Mm-hmm. It's just the offense just turning the ball over and all this other stuff, man. And Joe Flacco ain't it.
Meanwhile, Shadur is over there saying, I'm better than all y'all. And by all y'all, not just Cleveland.
Well, he remains in the same place because Kevin Stefanski made a note that it'll be Dylan Gabriel as a starter. Joe Flacco will remain as number two, quarterback two. And Shador will also remain as the emergency quarterback. Obviously dressed out on game days, but only available if your first two quarterbacks go down.
And then Deshaun is out there saying, you seen my Instagram? I mean,
and the answer is no. But yeah, I you're right, Fig, though, right? As much as I look at this and I go, this is not really a soft landing spot for him. They did need to make a change because the Joe Flacco thing was just clearly
It's
not
one
worth.
Thing if the whole team was just bad and you just maybe tanking for a quarterback next season.
Yeah.
But man, they've been in most of the games pretty much. I mean,
their defense is outstanding.
They've been playing good, man.
Mm-hmm. But that's the conversation. That's been the way to kind of diagnose this for the last four years. The defense constantly looks good.
They get the turnovers, they get the take, they're doing everything. Mm-hmm. They just have no offense.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like
I don't even know if it's just the quarterback, to be honest. Yeah. They ain't got no receivers.
Yeah.
That is a fair question to ask. Yeah. However, when we say the quarterback, it is worth actually putting the numbers out here so you know. Completion percentage for Joe Flacco? Would you like to take a guess?
What was it? I hadn't looked.
58%. With a two touchdown to six interception ratio.
Okay, well.
Yeah. and see, like I said, I don't want to blame just the quarterback on that, but man, them receivers be dropping everything, man. Yeah. Like, they have no receivers.
And then they're running quarterback sneaks with Joe Flacco and all this other stuff that they're doing.
I mean, clearly that's what you do with Joe Flacco now, ain't it? Yeah. Right? With 40-year-old and damn near 41-year-old Joe Flacco, mm-hmm. you run quarterback sneaks, 100%. So Dylan Gabriel, Vicom Dios is what I say to you, as you were going to see a lot of simulated blitzes and blitzes from all sorts of different
places.
It's
going to be ugly.
I'm kind of curious. I'm always curious with a left-handed quarterback, mm-hmm. how they roll with the tackles. Yeah. So is Cam Robinson playing left tackle still?
I imagine so, because if you've forgotten, Cam Robinson was traded. Mm-hmm. We found out about this Monday, right, that mm-hmm. he was traded to the Browns. There was a late-round swap that happens for 2027 to allow him to go and play. I'd be interested. You could drop him in immediately and see him go, right?
I think that's part of the deal.
They struggling with the old line. They lost their left tackle for the year.
Yeah, I think that's part of the deal. Yeah,
so he ends up being, I mean, I think he'll still play left. Like, he doesn't play right.
I'm just curious how they switch him around like that.
Yeah. You know what's also
with it being the blind side.
I think that I'd be interested to see how the receivers react to it.
That's what I was going to say.
Receivers talk about, like, the...
It's different, man. You were a receiver.
Yeah, man.
Did you ever left-handed quarterback?
I'm trying to recall if mm-hmm. I did. I think I did, but it was when I was really young. It didn't matter that much because we all weren't all that good, mm-hmm. to be honest. But yeah, no, especially at this level, the way that ball comes in is different and it throws guys off. So you talk about receivers dropping balls. That might be something that happens there.
They put everything against him. They're putting everything against him.
But that, I feel like for that reason, they have to give him time, right? Like, they have to give him the opportunity. As much as I know Kevin Stefanski kind of is on the hot seat, mm-hmm. weirdly enough, and I'm sure that that's part of this move. I think they have to understand that you give him time. It can't be now that you are, you know, doing some musical chairs, because Shador, like, it's not going to be Shador's time anytime soon.
No, right? I think you have to give him time, not just for that. Hell, they might be in the market for a quarterback again. They might be.
Yeah.
You know?
Good thing they only used a third and a fifth rounder.
I know.
Good thing they didn't use anything super major in that way. So, yeah, Vicom Dios, 1-3 Browns will face off against the Vikings. Overseas, honestly,
in London,
they probably didn't have a great chance of winning this one anyways, mm-hmm. maybe, but I imagine that 1-4 is a lot more possible, a lot more.
They still got Carson Wentz starting for the
that's right,
it might be an ugly game,
to
be honest.
Point. I think today ends up being a very interesting day all the way around on finding out what where a lot of people are injury wise, mm-hmm.
including here
obviously, for what the Ravens are going on. And yeah, that's another thing with the Dylan Gabriel. Hey, you want one fewer day because you're traveling internationally, mm-hmm. to be able to get yourself ready? Yeah.
Poor Cam Robinson, he's sitting there. I thought I was going to be in Sugarland. Now I'm in London. You know?
Yeah, but London to play or Sugarland to sit? I feel like that's the big thing, the decision for him. You mentioned actually the Ravens because today will be a big day to find out, right? It's fair to note that all the reporting, the Baltimore Sun had it yesterday, and we talked about it quite a bit, was that Lamar Jackson is likely to miss next week and mm-hmm. likely to miss 2 to 3 weeks to that end of time dealing with that hamstring injury. That's not certain. I imagine today will give us a little more certainty seeing the injury report. But when it comes to the Ravens, I found this interesting. And I think this, I want to know how you read this, because the Ravens yesterday, after our show was off the mm-hmm. air, they signed Kenyon Green to their practice squad. And yes, indeed, that is the Kenyon Green that was previously that had been with the Texans last year, obviously was traded to the Eagles in a trade that brought you back C.J. Gardner-Johnson, that is no longer here. Mm-hmm. How did you hear that when you saw it?
How did I hear it? With a giggle. And really kind of sad in a sense, because we all know, everybody has said, you know, the talent, you know, the body structure, et cetera. That guy's toxic now. I mean, he's just getting passed around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Somebody's trying to figure it out.
I think the sad part is, damn, this was a first round pick, man. This was, yeah. I mean, I don't want to call it a lottery pick, you know, use NBA
in
terms.
In essence.
But yeah, he what, 15th overall?
Yeah, yeah.
And you just getting passed around like that, practice squad and all that? It's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's some people that went, oh, because they're facing the Texans this week, is it possible that they brought him in to kind of siphon the information? Teams do this.
They
do. This is absolutely something that they do. Maybe, possibly, to get some more, what is some information on tendencies in, with like the offensive players, because he hadn't had no, he has no exposure to this system particularly. Maybe some tendencies on the defense, but how much do
this
you need?
This is the game they're running over there.
Yeah, this defense is very evident, right? What they do.
Yeah, I think that's a bit of a reach. I saw a couple of those and I'm like, nah, I think this is just like, they're just taking a flyer like other teams have taken, like the Eagles. And,
I don't even think this is a flyer. I think they look up and they go, we are so beaten and battered, especially offensive line.
But you take a flyer like this guy's been bad, but he's a first-round pick. We'll see.
Yeah, I think that this actually speaks to how bad, down bad the Ravens are with their injuries, including with their offensive line. Like that is, or not even just injuries, because their offensive line was just bad. This isn't even particularly because of injuries, even though I know Ronnie Stanley is dealing with one. The offensive line has just been bad. So to the point where you go, well, let's bring in a Kenyon Green in case he could help us. That tells you a little something about what you're going up against this weekend in the Baltimore Ravens. In addition to it, speaking to the injuries, Eric Kendricks, the veteran linebacker who, I'm going to be honest, and this is kind of disrespectful, but it is what it is, washed. they brought him in for a workout. They offered him a spot on the practice squad, and he declined.
Like, nah, I'm good.
I didn't even know he was still in the league like that.
Well, he's kind of not. Yeah, he's kind of not.
He isn't. And that's like, again, that's kind of what they're dealing injury-wise. I know Roquan Smith, I imagine that's kind of the one-to-one there is Roquan's a middle linebacker. Eric Kendricks is a middle linebacker. Yeah, man, I understand that there's going to be people that are like, yeah, you don't get over your skis. The Ravens historically have been real tough on you. Derrick Henry of it all. I'm like, you've seen Cooper Rush last year where you got a 34-10 victory against the Cowboys. And look at what that defense is going through right now and injuries. That's kind of wild.
Let me ask you something here.
Yeah.
Just since we're talking about the Ravens, what are the odds? What's the percentage that the Steelers win that division?
It's very high. In fact, I wish I had known this was a question you were going to ask.
While you're looking at that, the Ravens face the Texans today in just an absolute mess health-wise. Then they play the Rams. The Ravens play the Texans beat up and then the Rams. The Steelers have the Browns at home. And then, they're bye. But then they have the Browns at home because the Browns are in London. So they have a bye, then the Browns at home, then the Bengals.
Is that good? Well, the Bengals.
The Steelers.
The Bengals can't block up three-man pass rushes, so that might not be as much of an issue. But,
the story is more about the Ravens.
Yeah, the Ravens
But what I'm saying is the Steelers are, 3-1? I believe they're 3-1. Ravens are 1-3.
Yeah.
Steelers going to mess around and win that division walking away.
Yeah, and that might, honestly, that might turn into an ugly division, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I know we always looked at that division as the strong division, but if Baltimore is not healthy, and you know the Bengals, it's over with for them.
Ravens are beat up and then have the Rams. They could easily be looking at 1-5. Steelers have a bye week, then the Browns and the Bengals.
Which I very much welcome because, look, as the Texans team sits at 1-3, obviously, they have a great opportunity in front of them this weekend. I still am looking at a 3-1 Colts team that, you know, there's a lot of people looking around, and rightfully so, looking at that team as they're the cream of the AFC South right now. You're looking at wild card?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ravens looking bad and having a tough schedule ahead of them. The Bengals having these injuries. That pushes more teams further away from the wild card spot that I think the Texans might need to pencil themselves into if they're trying to get in.
Not too early to start thinking about that.
Well, I looked at win totals. Remember that the Texans came into the season with win total, the over-under set at 9.5. It is now 6.5.
Oh, golly.
Right, like there's really? there is that level of disbelief in this Texas team, and you understand why.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you were looking at, we want to try and salvage what we have for the season, you're already starting to look at, okay, well, it might have to be in wild card. As an organization, they just got to one game at a time try and make themselves the best version of themselves. But yeah, man, that's where you are. So in some ways, happy to see that. Yeah. Right, like happy to see that. I have to be a hater. It is what it is.
We'll see you Saturday at noon.
That's right. That's right. In Baltimore.
In Baltimore.
That's right.
Or Kansas City. They're 2-2.
They are 2-2.
A wild card game at Kansas City on Saturday at noon.
Oh, you were talking about the wild card. I was talking about this Sunday.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kansas City, they're looking better. Mm-hmm. And the Chargers dropped in that game against the Giants. I was like, hey, y'all can't afford to play around. Y'all got a little bit of a head stop. Y'all better not stop.
I swear, if the Texans play the Chiefs in the wild card.
What a sick joke that would be. Some other things around the NFL. Mind you, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 5 matchup between these Houston Texans and the Baltimore Ravens. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You mentioned the Chiefs. Their defense coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo, very, very well regarded in the league. Calls a great defense, has been in the league for a very long time, and he took a little bit of aim at Pro Football Focus. This was a very interesting talking point that got the NFL world talking in a greater degree, because we all know, and we always do the caveat with the disclaimer with Pro Football Focus. It's you have to take it with a grain of salt. This is why I thought this was very interesting from Steve Spagnuolo talking about PFF.
What grades are you using? That's what everybody uses. The only thing, Chris Collinsworth, I think he's a good dude and he's involved in that company. I don't know how you put a grade on somebody when you don't know actually what their assignment was or what they were being told. So, I don't know. It's like, from our standpoint, I thought Chris in this particular game had a real big effect on the game. They obviously found ways to double him. Whether it was two linemen, the running back at times was chipping inside, which you don't see a lot, because that was the Chris Jones effect. A number of times that he didn't get there, but I think he forced the quick throw or step up. So, from my standpoint, I don't remember what Chris's actual grade was, but I know that at the end of the game, I thought the guys up front, Chris included, had a big effect on the way things went.
The thing about that is it's very insightful, but it's also something that I think most people – logically, when they're looking at PFF grades, point out, we point out, like, when it comes to linemen, especially offensive and defenses, it's hard to know. It's hard to say that it's an absolute with the PFF grade. So I see both sides here.
Well, yeah, it ends up being an interesting kind of metric, but I think it is fair, because this has now been the conversation that gets thrown back and forth for people that are more defensive of PFF, people are a little bit less or more critical of PFF. Is that I think it is fair to acknowledge that there are more laymen, and I'm not trying to talk down, but just trying to be real. Mm-hmm. There are people that are more laymen that have, jobs to do, and football is not going to be something that they drill down on, where this, if there is this shortcut that I can use to just be like, what does the grade say? Does that mean this person is good? Cool.
Yeah.
That can be misleading if you're not taking it as maybe like a portion of information that can help, as opposed to like a single grade that is a catch-all, which I think some people do. So I do catch that. I did find it interesting, though, because as Spags was talking about, like, it's hard to grade out, people if you don't know their analysis. I found this interesting from Brad Spielberger, who used to work for PFF, now works for the Players Association in the NFL. He tweeted this. He said, this was perfectly reasonable. Not my concern anymore because it doesn't work anything.
Yeah.
But I'd love somebody to ask, so your grading of free agents is thus inherently flawed as well. And I hadn't considered that. It's like, doesn't that, as from internally with any organization, they also don't know the calls for other teams. I do wonder, like, how does that then go with the grading?
I think that's fair. I think that's very fair. But I also think they have a number of other ways.
Exactly. Yeah, right. It comes in tandem. But I found it interesting. That ended up being a big conversation. Football-wise, Pro Football Focus. And that's why we will continue to give our disclaimers if and when we use those. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I think that this year for your Houston Rockets clearly is going to be big, but I think it's going to be incredibly important for one Rocket in particular. I'll tell you who that is next on Sports Radio 610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, it's Seth Payne.
And I'm Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
That's awesome. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or if you're a jump straight to the highlight person, we got you covered as well.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, my name first, obviously.
Hey!
And hit the follow button to get every minute of the show, your way and on your time.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Podcast. New episodes drop daily.